السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ڈاکٹر نور صاحب, ہی سیز اے فیو ایئرز بیک, ہی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دیٹ ٹائم, آئی ہیڈ ٹو گو ود اے تبلیغی جماعت ٹو اے اسمال ولیج, اور تبلیغی امیر اس ہیپی ون یا سم تھنگ اباؤٹ دی تبلیغی جماعت اس ہیپینس. We had to go with the Tablighi Jamaat to a small village near Mansahara. After our bags and other items were placed in the masjid, we commenced with Taaleem. Outside the masjid, some people were sitting here and there, relaxing after their day's work. Some of us went to invite them to come to the masjid. A few accompanied us. One of them said that he will come at the time of Salah and he will narrate to us a story of being punished in the Qabr. So after Zuhur Salah, he sat with us, but he first introduced himself as a retired soldier. He then narrated the following. He says, during the 1965 India-Pakistani war, a temporary ammunition depot was set up in a Qabristan. Along with other soldiers, he was assigned the duty of guarding that ammunition depot. It was daytime and there was no other specific work to be done. So he started to stroll around in the Qabristan. When he passed by the side of an old Qabr, he perceived some sounds coming from inside the Qabr. It sounded like the breaking of bones. So with the aid of his rifle, he removed the bricks covering the top of the Qabr and then he began removing the sand in order to find out what kind of sound this is. So as he continued removing the earth, the sound became louder and louder and his curiosity also increased together with some fear and apprehension. So it was daytime and there was sufficient light to see inside the Qabr. He says, lying in the Qabr was a human skeleton with a rat-like animal sitting on it. When this animal struck the skeleton with its jaws, it would stiffen totally and the sound of the breaking and cracking of the bones was heard. This occurred thrice in front of him. He felt pity for the individual whose skeleton it was, as the animal was causing harm to the dead. He therefore made an intention to kill the animal. So he pointed his rifle at the animal, but the animal swiftly buried itself in the sand. After a short while, the animal reappeared and jumping out of the Qabr rushed towards him. He was so terrified that he forgot about killing the animal now. He started running away. So after he had covered some distance, he looked back and he see that this animal was still pursuing him, still coming behind him. So nearby there was a pond filled with some rainwater. So in order to save himself from this animal, he jumped into the pond. Looking behind him, he saw that this animal had stopped at the edge of the pond. And after a pause, it dipped its head into the water. When it dipped its head into the water started boiling. At this point, his tears welled up in his eyes. He started tearing. He says, after a brief period, he then continued. He said he jumped out of the pond. His legs were burnt, with the skin turning red and blisters appearing on his legs. Due to the severity of the pain, it was not possible for him to walk and he collapsed on the ground. He called out to his friends who came running to him. They saw his condition and they got him admitted in the hospital. From there he was transferred to the Combined Military Hospital in Rawalpindi. The flesh of his legs had started melting away. Stinking pus and blood was oozing out constantly. He was sent for treatment, but the condition kept getting worse in spite of the best treatment available. The flesh gradually melted away from the legs, and only the bare bones had remained. He then uncovered both his legs for us to see. Both legs were covered with bandages, but it was only bone. No flesh was left on those legs. This incident took place in 1953 when I was still a student in the second year, medicine, studying medicine. So in order to study anatomy, human bones were needed by the college. The medical college had opened only shortly before, and the quantity of bones for study purposes was limited. There was a graveyard near Nishtar Medical College. Some of my friends approached the attendant of the graveyard and offered to pay him to supply them with some bones. This is this advanced study. See, this is what they stooped to go and get bones from corpses. Gee. So after some hesitation, he was ready to supply a full human skeleton for 22 rupees each. The students provided him one empty bag and handed over 22 rupees. The following day, they received a full set of bones of a corpse. This set in the motion the business of the attendant supplying skeletal bones to the student. After some time, I needed a human skull. I went to meet the attendant of the graveyard. He was sitting in the masjid. He was unresponsive. In spite of me tempting him with money, he bluntly declined to provide any more human bones. When I insisted on the reason for his refusal, he replied that a few days ago I opened one qabr to get bones. A flame of fire came out of the qabr, and this fire actually followed me. He says he fled with full force to save his life, but the fire continued to follow him. While running away, he sought refuge in the masjid. When he entered the masjid, the fire turned back. He says, since then, I have made tawbah and I have vowed never to defile any qabr again in the future. So he says, after the graveyard attendant gave the aforementioned narration to me, I requested him to narrate any other unusual or amazing incident which he had witnessed. On the promise of being given some money, he related the following. He says, once when he was opening qabrs, he found a particular qabr emitting limitless and extensive fragrance. A saintly person in the qabr was reciting Quran Sharif. Having witnessed this amazing scene, he closed the qabr at once. Says, some time back when I was a registrar of the medical ward in Nishtar Medical College, two unconscious laborers were admitted into my ward. On regaining consciousness, they were in a terrible condition. They started shrieking and screaming. After being treated, when their condition had improved, they related the following. They said the grave of a well-known person of Multan was being opened in order to move his dead body to another place. When the qabr was opened, they were shocked to see that the body was in a horrible shape. They were so horrified by this that they fainted. That's what caused them to be unconscious. When the relatives of the dead saw him in this condition, they ordered that the qabr be closed immediately. This incident was also published in the newspapers at that time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize that the akhirat is not fairy tales. Allah Ta'ala sometimes He makes these things happen for people to, for us to take ibrat. I remember some years ago, Mufti Hashim Bodasab, the principal of the Darul Umin Dadir, Little Jalalabad. Mufti Hashim Bodasab, his taluk was with Hazrat Imam Masjidullah Rahmatullah Ali. And Mufti Hashim had gone to the Qabristan. And he noticed fire coming out from one qabr. And he saw whose qabr it is. And he then went to the family to find out. But what was it that this person now, Allah Pak is showing us, the fire coming out of his grave. And then when he was informed, then he realized that there was a certain sin of that person through which probably he's being given azab in the qabr. And at that time, I remember Mufti Hashim Sahib, he had gone extensively around the country. But no, you see something like that, it's not an easy thing. He went around the country giving bayans, explaining his experience. If Allah Ta'ala showed him this thing, then he said, Allah showed him for a reason. He went to many towns at that time giving bayan, explaining what he had seen and highlighting that guna. Our memory is so powerful that I can't remember what the guna was. I can remember this incident, but I can't even remember what the sin was. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Allah take us with iman. Allah Ta'ala resurrect us with iman. Allah Ta'ala bless us with jannatul firdaus without any reckoning. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم.